This week in the podcast for New All Age Comic Books for the week of January 29, DC Superhero Girls, Dollar Comics, Spider-Ham, Star Wars, Invader Zim, and a team-up that's gonna knock your socks off.
Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Thank you for that introduction. I never thank you enough. But I will thank you if you would be so kind as to share the podcast. That would be great. You can hashtag it Daddy Mojo or hashtag New Comic Book Day and tag us on whatever social platforms. That would be super. Parents, there are lots of great all-age comic books out there. And we partially created this podcast and the website to an extent to help parents. Because parents... They've got a lot of things to worry about, really. I know because I'm a parent, but they don't really have time to really muck about with the intricacies of what comic books are good for what ages. So what we do here on the podcast is we talk about 7 to 8, maybe sometimes 10 on really busy weeks, of the really great comic books that are coming out this week. And New Comic Book Day is every Wednesday. So this week we have approximately 9 really cool comic books that are going to be good for boys, and or girls. We're going to start with the youngest one first, DC Superhero Girls. This is a nice little imprint. It's from DC Comics, but it's giant, and it's 100 pages. What it is, they've got giant issues for all sorts of DC superheroes, and this one is all about the DC Superhero Girls. Think of it as the superhero sister of Teen Titans Go. It's got a very funny angle, but it's all about the super heroines within the DCU. It's only $4.99. Buy it through some links for $3.99. You say to yourself, what? That's $5? But it's 100 pages. It has 5 different stories. One of the stories is brand new, and it's a good jumping in point for the superhero girls in the DCU. They also have a great series of graphic novels that are mixed in with sorts of... I'll call them reading books as well. Guess there are some cool illustrations, but some pages are also those that you have to read, kind of like a wimpy kid format. DC Superhero Girls, who's going to like it? Mainly girls, but any kid that likes a good funny comic book in elementary school and up. One of the best all-age comic books out there. I would say it comes out monthly, but it really comes out occasionally. And unfortunately, there's no rhyme or reason that I've discerned as to when it comes out. But it's from Down Under, and it's Blastosaurus. I believe it's from New Zealand. I could be wrong on that one. I think it's New Zealand. Blastosaurus. For you older comic book fans, think Savage Dragon. Take away any of the adult-ness of Savage Dragon, and you've got Blastosaurus. He's a crime-fighting monster, but not the scary kind. And he teams up with 2 kids. It's got action. It's got adventure. It's got laughs. And it's as good as an all-age comic book can get. And when we say all-age comic book, what do we mean? We mean a comic book that's going to... It can skew down, but it's not going to skew down because it's all about unicorns and puppies. It has action, and it has stuff that kids want to read about. Granted, some kids want to read about puppies and unicorns. And that's cool. We're down with it. But this is one of those all-age comic books that's gonna have a very wide range of interest. And it's really good. We love this comic book. Blastosaurus. The downside to this is you may have a bit of a bugger trying to find it because it's on a smaller publishing house. But odds are if you go to your local comic book store, they may have 1 copy, maybe 2 or 3 copies. If not, tell them you want it. And they can find it. Alternately, you can get a digital copy of it. Go digital. All the kids are doing it. From any number of resources. One site we like a lot is called TFAW, Things from Another World. If you go to the website, our website, daddymojo.net, and look in the post, you'll see kind of illustrations of some of the comic books that we're talking about and what's good. This monthly title is awesome. And again, it fits the criteria of it doesn't water down the action and the dialogue too much. Yeah, there's that disclaimer, too much, because this one does, because it's got a hard cutoff point. I'll explain that in a minute. Star Wars Adventures. It's from IDW Publishing. Issue number 30 is out this week. This is a monthly comic book, and it is flat-out entertaining for younger Star Wars fans. Younger Star Wars fans being those, I'll even say pre-K. Pre-K kids through probably fourth grade. Fourth grade could be stretching it a little bit because the artwork in Star Wars Adventures is very realistic, but it's rounded. It's not as hard and real as the Star Wars monthly comic from Marvel Comics. But that's one thing that IDW Publishing does so very well. They really have a great line and a good handle on how to draw and write for kids in a way that doesn't speak down to them. It's a way to say, you know what? This is a great, entertaining action comic book. We're just going to not make it as graphic as it would be for those older audiences. That's why Star Wars Adventures is so great. And another thing that's great about this comic book is it doesn't really have an ongoing story. It's one and done with two stories in it. So one story is approximately 70% action with a little humor. And the second story, 30% of it, is probably, it's funnier. It's not as serious. And kids love this. Star Wars Adventures, any elementary school, library, you should really have this comic book. I know you're kind of stuck on Sonic, and that's a great comic book for what it is. Looney Tunes is another staple that we see in elementary school libraries all the time. But Star Wars Adventures, you need to be in there also, because you're awesome. Invader Zim. Hard to believe it's been almost 20 years since Invader Zim was on television on Nick. Crazy. They've got a comic book from Oni Press. It comes out kind of monthly. Sometimes it's a little late. But it's a fun comic book for those kids who want some science fiction action that's a little bit wacky and a little bit tilted and just a little bit Tim Burton-ish, if I can use that adjective for a demographic that probably doesn't understand it. Issue 49 of Invader Zim is out. Basically, this is it's part 4 in an ongoing series. So you're jumping in at the tail end, but if you're down with Invader Zim and you're saying, where has it been lately? Oh, it's here now. Come to the comic book store this week and get it. You can see Zim and Dib come face to face with the leader of a horrible planet they've been trapped on for the past 3 issues. It looks suspiciously like Earth. Spoiler alert. Great fun and funny stuff. And this is appropriate for kids. If you look at the art, it looks kind of weird and independent. Some parents may think, but it's really good for kids. I'll say middle elementary school and up, just because of some of the reading. It's not advanced reading. It just may have bigger words than those early elementary school readers will be able to digest and entertain. Spider-Man. If there's a Marvel comic property that's more kid-friendly or more specifically oriented and can be geared towards kids, I don't know what it is. And case in point, there's one new Spider-Man title miniseries opening this week, but we wanted to talk about these two because they're going to skew just a little bit younger and they're a little different. Issue 2 of the miniseries Spider-Ham. If your kids saw Spidey into the Spider-Verse, Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse, our kids were 7 and 9 when they saw it, and they loved it. I loved it. As an animated movie, it was great, and it was so utterly different. And my children didn't realize how different it was. They just enjoyed it. For me, that's cool, but it's a beautiful movie. But a lot of people were introduced to Spider-Ham. In the multiverse, one of the multiverses has Spider-Ham, basically a ham who is Spider-Man. Spider-Ham has his own little mini-series out with issue 2 of 5 coming out this week. And Spider-Ham, look, Peter Parker's in there also. Peter Parker teams up with him, and no bacon about it. It should be good fun. Mini-series, issue 2 of 5, retails for $3.99. If your Spider-Man tastes are a little older and a little more serious, but you still want to be different, check out this series. It's Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man, This is a trade paperback, Hostile Takeovers. This one includes a handful of issues from this monthly title, 7 through 14. This is going to be great for middle elementary all the way through middle school. And what's different about this series relative to the other Spider-Man series is that it takes a look only at Spider-Man in his neighborhood. So there's no globetrotting, no going to space with Tony Stark, nothing like that. It's just Peter Parker in his neighborhood because at his core, he is a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. It's pretty fun stuff. It has a little more reading than some of the other Spider-Man series, and that may turn some people off, but I'll say for the more cerebral kids who want a superhero title, check out Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man. And when I say slightly more cerebral, I mean, it's not an essay on anything. It just has a little more reading with some action. Call it a 60-40 split, whereas the others, maybe a 40-60 split, action to reading, reading to action. Power Rangers. We love some of the team-ups that the Power Rangers have done. Pretty much we love all of them. Our favorite has been the Power Rangers teaming up with the Justice League. I think that was from 3 years ago, from 2017, I think. That was a great miniseries if you get a chance to pick up that graphic novel. The Power Rangers this time are teaming up with another band of misfits, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and this is from Boom Studios. Hard to believe these two franchises have never shared a comic book before. This is the first time, and it's kind of appropriate because they both tend to not get the respect that their core audience believes that they deserve. That's a great way to phrase that, because people really love Power Rangers, but some people don't give them much slack. And the same for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They think they're just for kids, or they think it's cowabunga. Great late 1980s fun, but where are they now? This comic book, though, I have great high hopes for it because anything that the Power Rangers have done in a team-up has been fabulous. And a lot of people also love their monthly series. I'm not really a fan of that, but their team-ups have been bonkers entertaining. So check it out. It's a 6-issue miniseries. Power Rangers Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but get in on the ground floor because issue number one is out. For the old school comic book fans, and even for the new school fans who are in upper elementary through high school and who love a bargain. I love a bargain. It's from the Batman family, kind of. It's Batman Detective Comics issue 554. It's only a dollar. Buy it through some links. It is 80 cents. And this goes back to the mid-1980s when Black Canary first made her appearance in Detective Comics. Obviously, they're kind of partnering with the film coming out, which is not really creating much buzz on my end of things, mainly because it's skewing older. Our kids are very young skewing right now, so Harley Quinn isn't really on their radar. If they were 2 years older, they would. So Black Canary, not really on their radar either. Thus, middle school and up for this, or those that just love a bargain, or mid-80s art, because it's awesome. And I love that style, that genre, the way it looks. They always had the best covers, even though the action inside the comic book never really measured up to the cover. But that's okay. And for 80 cents, you can't beat it. In Color. What is it about color that makes things more palatable and enjoyable? I don't know, but I'm the same way. I love this comic in black and white. I love it even more in color. I guess it's my lack of middle age imagination. Usagi Yojimbo. This is a great comic book from IDW Publishing. I would say it's for all ages elementary, but some of the violence, it's basically a rabbit ninja. So you've got a rabbit ninja roaming feudal Japan. Great comic book. Sometimes he stabs people with a sword. It's not graphic, but that's what I'm going to say. You know what? If you're in young, lower elementary, parents, maybe your kids don't want to see that. Personally speaking, our 8-year-old would be okay reading it. Now it's in color. It's reprinting some of the classic stories from Usagi Yojimbo because Stan Sakai has been doing Usagi Yojimbo for onwards of 25 years now, perhaps even 30 years. A long time, classic character, and now some of the classic stories are in color. It's only $3.99. Buy it through some links. And it's $3.19. You ask yourself, where is my comic book store? I give you an answer. Go to comicbookstorelocator.com. Punch in your zip code, and you are within 15 miles from a comic book store, or you can buy them online.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.